You are tuned in to Texas Tech University Student Government Association meeting, broadcasted on the Raider 88.1 KTXT FM. We would like to thank the members of SGA at Texas Tech University and the College of Media and Communication for allowing this broadcast. And now, your Student Government Association.
Allegiance
to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one
indivisible.
Thank you, Senator Wadley.
Senator Allen. The Committee on Rules and Administration asks the Senate's approval of Chase Magnus for the College of Architecture, and we ask the Senate's approval.
All right, Senate, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Senator Chase and Senator Owens, since y'all have not been sworn in yet, will y'all please rise and raise your right hand and repeat after me. Okay. I do hereby solemnly swear, that I will faithfully execute, the duties of my office, and I will to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend. The Constitution of the Student Government Association of Texas Tech University. And regulations which may be made.
And regulations which may be made.
In pursuance thereof.
In pursuance thereof.
Congratulations.
I need to swear in the newly elected members of Freshman Council.
Okay. So. Freshman Council, will you please rise? Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do hereby solemnly swear, that I will faithfully execute, the duties of my office, and will to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend. The Constitution of the Student Government Association of Texas Tech University. And regulations which may be made. In pursuance thereof. Right, congratulations. Okay, we'll now move on to the reading of the Senate Journal. Senator Weeks.
Madam President.
Senator Polcari.
I move to suspend the rules and dispense with the reading of the Senate Journal.
Do I have a second? Second by Senator Brady. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The journal is suspended. We'll now move on to open forum. Will you please welcome to the floor Suzanne Taylor. Okay. Never mind. That was weird. Okay. Well, then we'll now move on to the report of the executive branch. And Alex Alston was going to speak, but he is sick with food poisoning. So we'll move on. So keep him in your prayers. We'll move on with Jake Bray, Chief of Staff.
Hey, guys. We're ordering a SGA fleece. It's got the logo on the left chest right here. It's charcoal. It's made 100% polyester, I think. I think they're going to be around $30 to $35. Everyone in here can order one. So just put your name on the back if you're interested. I'll try to get a number of how many you want to order it. So on the back of this piece of paper, write your name if you're interested. And then if you have any suggestions on what you want it to look like, right now it's charcoal. If you want pockets or you want it to be black or something like that, there's a suggestion page right here also. So you can write that as well. But y'all just sign up if you're interested.
Thank you, Jake. We'll now move on to Sarah Kruger.
Hey, I just want to kind of thank everyone tonight for participating in the social media promotion. At like 5:30 today, we hit the goal. So we are now in contact with about 10% of the student body. So we're going to start using Facebook to get a lot more feedback and start conversations. That'll help you guys write better legislation. So thank you, and special thank you to Luke Cotton for filling us
up.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, now we'll move on to Clay Palmer.
guys. Just two quick announcements real quick. You should have gotten one of these election posters before we started. And basically what that just explains is where to vote on campus on the election day. So, and if you will please hang those up either tomorrow or sometime early next week in your colleges, that would really help me out. And secondly, I am going to leave a stack of Tech Day applications, the Austin trip in February. These are applications for that, and I'm going to leave them up here. Please fill these out. The deadline is November 19th, and they're due by 5 o'clock in my box. So if you want to go or get an interview to go, just please want to fill these out. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and last, we welcome Joel Berger.
First of all, I just want to say welcome to all the freshman programs, freshman council, and freshman leadership. I wanted to congratulate you guys. You guys have already started the program off really awesome. It's never been as competitive as it is this year, so we really have the best of the best freshmen. The freshman council president has already met with athletics to improve the attendance of games, and they will be announced at the game November 1st if Senate wants to come and cheer them on. And the freshman leadership member has already taken initiative on getting a freshman tailgate set up. So they're doing some really awesome things. I'm really looking forward to the year. Like I said at retreat, I'm really redeveloping all three programs, and transfer council as well will be here next week. In order for Senate to improve, like I said, we have to start with the foundation. And I know it's kind of like complicated this morning with like, or before the Senate meeting with all the bigs, but I really need the bigs to step it up and be there for their freshmen. I'm going to hold you accountable. You have to take your freshmen to one committee meeting a month and every source meeting that you attend. And the freshmen are also required to write legislation, so you need to help them research. And we've been learning how to write legislation, but you need to help them obviously present it to the Senate. In the past, we haven't really done anything with the whole bigs, but this year is really changing. So please be there for your freshmen and actually do things. And I think this will hold you accountable as well to be a better senator and do more things. And next week we'll have transfer council here as well. So I'll be contacting you if you're a transfer council big. But thank you to everyone that signed up. And I'm looking forward to a great year.
All right, thank you, Jill. We'll now move on to reports to the student senate president, and I have none. So we'll move on to first readings with senate resolution. Oh, we skipped roll. Oh, my apologies. We skipped roll call. So back up to roll call, Senator Weeks.
Okay, Acosta?
Here.
Hagabui? Allen?
Here.
Anderson? Biltz?
Present.
Which one are you?
Alex.
Stuart's on you. Okay, Bradley?
Here.
Brady?
Here.
Breedlove? Brown? Cotton?
Here.
Davis?
Here.
Dean?
Here.
Dickinson?
Here.
Dillard? Dunkerley?
Here.
Irwin?
Here.
Fowler? Frederick? Garcia?
Here.
Greffer?
Here.
Hatch?
Here.
Holly? Henderson? Hinson?
Here.
Hoffman?
Here.
Holly?
Here.
Hutchins? Jordan?
Here.
King? Canumbrady? Leatherwood?
Here.
Lewis? Lindley?
Here.
Locke?
Here.
Martin?
Here.
Magnus?
Here.
McCoy?
Here.
Molina?
Here.
Olivas?
Here.
Owens?
Here.
Pippin?
Here.
Polcari?
Here.
Ravisport?
Here.
Rose?
Here.
Sanders?
Here.
Sanderson?
Here.
Scribner?
Here.
Ship?
Here.
Steele?
Here.
Stevens?
Here.
Two? Tischler?
Here.
Wadley?
Here.
Walker?
Wheat?
Whetstone?
Here.
Wilborn?
Here.
Wilson?
Here.
Wines?
Okay. Thank you, Senator Weeks. Now we'll move on to first readings with Senate Resolution 48.13. Senator Allen.
Madam President, I to introduce Senate Resolution 48.13, stating the sentiment to the Student Senate regarding current legislation being placed on the website, and I move to place on third reading.
Okay, do I have a second? Second by Senator Davis. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? You may approach the bench.
Madam President,
say aye.
I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 48.13, stating Senate and Student Senate regarding current legislation being placed on the website. And I'm going to propose immediate adoption.
Okay, is there any further discussion?
Madam President.
Senator Allen.
This legislation will require that all legislation that we see, so any readings that were put on first reading like today and any Senate meeting, would then the following Tuesday, and I'm going to offer that as an amendment real quick, will be online. That way it keeps the student body informed. It's not just legislation that we've already passed. That way they can come and look to it like after the fact. It's legislation that they can see. They can see that it's up there. They can read the bill, resolution, current resolution in its entirety, and then they can contact their senator about it. It's just opening up communication lines and helping that out. And I'm assuming that you guys are just pulling out, blocking the sun, right? Okay, great. But I would like to offer an amendment on line 21, where it says 5 p.m. the following day. I would like to change day to Tuesday. And this resolution is offered by all of the administration. Therefore, we felt like it was okay to put it on third reading and final passage because it would just be sent back to us anyways. And we created it, we authored it, and Taylor Weeks is our journal clerk, and she's in favor of this, and we tried to figure out, and she's the one that offered putting on Tuesday because that is more realistic in terms of actually getting it up online. So,
do I have a second? Second by Senator Irwin. Okay. Now, is there any further discussion? All right. Seeing there's none, we'll move to a vote. Senator Weeks, are you ready? This is on the amendment. Yes, point of information.
Okay,
one is yay, two is nay, three is abstained. Okay, that amendment passes. Is there any further discussion? Okay, seeing there's none, we'll now vote on the resolution itself. Senator Weeks, are you ready?
Go ahead. Just click it. Just again, so that I think it didn't start until like a second after.
All right. Senate Resolution 48.13 passes. We'll now move on to Senate Resolution 48.14. Senator Lindley.
Madam President.
Senator Lindley.
I ask that we move it to consent calendar.
Okay.
Madam President, can we get it introduced?
Yes.
Madam President, may I introduce?
Yes, you may.
You can just.
Oh, okay. Basically, it was pointed out to me that we had yet to send a thank you letter to Dr. Bailey. Thanking him for everything he's done for the university. While he was here, he increased our enrollment to over 30,000 students, and he also helped us to get eligible for, for the National Research University Fund, which allows us to help fund more and more research projects here at Tech, and allows us to eventually reach Tier 1 status. And other universities he's worked at in the past have written resolutions thanking him, and so that's basically what this would be. Just thanking him for the work he's done for us.
Okay, I'll move to consent calendar.
We need to introduce the resolution first. We need to read the number, read the caption.
Thank you. Okay, I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 48.14, stating the sentiments of the Student Senate regarding the accomplishments of Dr. Guy Bailey.
Move to second.
Okay. We move to second on consent. Did you still want it on consent calendar?
Okay, do that later.
Okay, we move to second reading. Now, we'll now move on to Senate Resolution 48.14, or 17, my apologies, Senator Allen.
Six.
It's not there. Okay, then 48.16.
Madam President.
Senator Allen.
I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 48.16, stating the Senate of the Student Senate regarding the impeachment of Senator Matt Pippen. And I ask, I would like to explain this real quick and before I move anything. Whereas Senator Pippen has currently four total absences from mandatory meetings required and from what also counts as mandatory meetings, office hours, at four total absences, according to the rules of the Senate under the Standards of Conduct section, after four absences, could be unexcused, it could be excused. After four absences, all the Rules and Administration Committee is required to submit a resolution of impeachment. And therefore, I'd like to yield my time really quick to Senator Pittman in preparation of defense for himself, if he has any more.
Sure. Thank you, Senator Allen. As you notice by the size of your packet, there's quite a few of these that have been submitted today. So it seems that either, number one, there's either a lot of people not doing their job, which may very well be, or number two, we've had issues before with people swiping in, with the swiping in actually working and getting the hours to the RNA committee. We've had various different problems with this in previous years in the past. I'm not really sure what it falls under, but in any situation, I can tell you, I've been in the office, and just to verify that, I did have President Alston submit a letter. I had him write up a letter for me, and I will have it ready to submit to RNA. So we can go ahead and show that I was there present during those times, and a confirmation from someone who's always in the office to say that I was definitely there. So again, I'm not sure what's happened, why we have this massive amount, but obviously we need to take care of this any direction that it's coming from. So I'll yield back to Senator Allen.
Thanks, Senator. Okay, I appreciate that. If you have proof, that's great. Therefore, I would ask that this resolution be sent to the Rules and Administration Committee.
Okay, and that it will be sent to Rules and Administration. We'll now move on to Senate Resolution 48.17. Senator Allen.
Madam President.
Senator Allen.
I rise to submit Senate Resolution 48.17, stating the sentiments of the Student Senate regarding the impeachment of Senator Stephanie Acosta. And again, I'd like to explain real quick. The Senator currently has 5 total absences from mandatory meetings, which also requires office hours. And because of that, she passed the floor, and therefore, the Rules Administration has offered a resolution of impeachment. And I would like to yield to Senator Acosta. Again, the same thing, a little bit of a difference.
Senator Acosta?
Thank you, Senator Allen. Senator Pippen stated, I believe this has just been some sort of difficult way of swiping in. Personally, in my case, the one absence is excused and the other four are stated unexcused. But I do have confirmation from President Alston, and I do have a letter to submit to RNA for proof of my office hours being done. So I now yield back to Senator Eric.
Thank you. Okay. Well, then with that, I would also like to move that this resolution be sent to the Rules Administration Committee.
Okay. Senate Resolution 48.17 will be sent to Rules Administration. We'll now move on to Senate Resolution 48.18. Senator Allen.
Madam President.
Senator Allen.
I move to introduce Senate Resolutions 18 through 46. And I move to, before I move, I would like to explain something real quick. All of these resolutions are introducing various people here in the Senate. That is 32 resolutions of impeachment. That's awful, guys. If the swiping is not working, which I know that for some of you it hasn't been, I know that I've been given sheets of paper with hours on in. I've put in all of those. I've done all of that. I've calculated all the absences, excused, unexcused, missing from subpoenas, missing office hours. All of that has been compiled, and that is a total absence sheet, and I believe it's in front of the RNA report. But in order to remedy this, we are going to do a new way of recording office hours. So instead of swiping in, starting on Monday, there will be a sign-in form. You will sign in, you will state the time that you signed in when you got there, and then you will also have to sign out, so you'll sign the time you got out. Then you'll have to get a signature from somebody in the office at all times, whether that's somebody from the staff or from exec or even myself. So that way we don't have any excuses for messing up with technology, nothing like that. It's going to make it a lot easier on me as well, too, because I can just take the week's work and add it into my papers. So I'm sending all of these resolutions to the Rules Administration Committee.
Madam President.
And I will not yield. All of these resolutions are going to die in committee. The Rules Administration Committee has decided, we talked about it. It's way too many guys, that's a quorum. We can't impeach all of you. And most of you, I know, don't have excuses like Senator Acosta or Senator Pippen that you can say and prove that you were in the office all the time. And so, We all beat resolutions will die in committee, but what I had to do based on the rules is offer these resolutions. This should be a huge wake-up call to all of you. It's appalling that we're not all there doing what's required of us. It's asked of us. You knew this coming into it, that you have office hours. If any of you have a problem with that, you can come talk to me, or you're going to have to change the rules, because we all voted as a Senate to do 2 office hours every week, and you know what an excuse absence is, you know what an unexcused absence is. If you have questions about it, ask me. If you don't turn in an attendance form, absentee form, and I'm going to go over all of this in my committee report as well, but the reason I showed Acosta and Pippin, I actually addressed them individually, is because I want you to know that these absences are not set in stone. So you are all going to have a chance to come and talk to me and talk to the whole committee on rules administration about your absences. If we messed something up, if I recorded your office hours wrong, if I recorded your absence wrong and you were here in a meeting, you're going to have a chance to come to the next RNA meeting and tell me. Tell the committee. Show us that you were here. Show us that you've done your office hours. Show us that you've done the work. And so the reason I showed Acosta and Pippin is that it is possible. They do have excuses. If you have a similar excuse, you have that excuse. Please bring it to me at the next RNA committee meeting. So again, this is not set in stone. This is a wake-up call. This is a realization of where you guys are. And it's not set in stone. Okay? Again, all of these resolutions are going to be sent to RNA where they will die. I mean, we will not report back on them. They will die. Nothing will happen with them. None of you are going to be impeached unless, at the next meeting, you still have 4 unexcused absences, and I'll have to, with the whole committee, we will have to offer another resolution of impeachment. For every absence, after 4 absences, another resolution of impeachment has to be offered. So please come and talk to us at the next RNA committee meeting, bring your proof, and so with that, I remove that Senate Resolutions 48 through 46 be sent to the RNA.
Okay, Senate Resolutions 48.18 through 48.16 will be sent to RNA. We'll now move on to Senate Concurrent Resolution 48.06, Senator Lindley. If you're just introducing it, just a touch from there, please.
I would like to introduce Senate Concurrent Resolution 4805, stating the sentence of the Student Senate concerning the course hour requirements of the... Oh, that's the wrong one, I'm sorry.
It's 4806, please.
I don't have that one yet.
It should be right before it.
Sorry. I'd like to introduce Senate Concurrent Resolution 4806, stating the sentiments for the Student Senate concerning the eligibility of a graduate student to run for any office in the student government and the requirements for the eligibility of a graduate student. This was brought about to my attention from the graduate students themselves. They have been stating since last spring that they could not run for the office of the president, nor could they run for the VP positions besides the graduate affairs. They believe that the wording in the Constitution doesn't necessarily explicitly say they could. So I'm just, and they can't. There is no ruling that they can't, but this would just clarify for them and show them that they could. And also it would change the requirements, because currently the GPA requirements would not be in good standing with the grad school, and so they would of course need to be in good standing for the grad school to be able to run. I'd like to move it to second reading and send it to all committees.
Okay, they will be sent to all committees. We'll now move on to routine motions and other business with committee reports, and we'll start with academics. Are there any reports?
Thank you, Madam President.
Senatorship. Okay. Budget and finance.
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports this time.
Okay. Campus infrastructure.
Thank you, Madam President. Over the break, we met 2 different times for campus infrastructure. During our first meeting, we approved our absence policy. We discussed potential nightwalk ideas, which we're coordinating with Vice President Young for. As well as for the next and coming meeting, we will be talking about our substitutions for Senate Resolution 48.11 and Senate Resolution 48.12, which unfortunately those were left off in the packet, so those will be addressed next meeting, but we're in this past week's report.
Thank you. Diversity?
Thank you, Madam President. Not officially, but I just wanted to thank all the senators that attended to the Texas Tech Vote 2012 drive. Thank you so much for all of you. With the coordination of five different organizations, we were able to register 532 students. So just really proud of us and all the work that we did. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Ethics? Okay. Freshman involvement?
Thank you, Madam President. Freshman Council has been meeting for the past couple of weeks, and we're trying to get everything situated with that. We've been working on teaching them how to write legislation, and just to reiterate what Jill was saying, is we're taking the bigs and the littles really seriously. So please, if you're big, help out your little and be a mentor to them.
And then with freshman leadership, we had our first meeting last week, and so their office hours started last week. And they've all been matched up with their executive members and are working on new projects.
Okay, thank you.
Transfer Council, Jill and I met with Alex last week, and then we met with Transfer Council this past Tuesday, and we are getting the year started out. They are going to be here for the next meeting and be sworn in, so we're really excited, and they're going to get their mentors.
Thank you. Public relations?
Oh, thank you, Madam President. There are no reports.
Okay. Rules administration?
Madam President?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have, I think I'm just going to go over how to turn in an absentee form again, because I feel like a lot of people don't know that, and I'm still getting questions about it, which is fine. If you have questions, ask away. I would much rather clarify something with anybody rather than that hurt them any longer. Absentee forms are, first of all, in my box. My box is now the top right corner of all the mailboxes in the office. There are absentee forms in there, so you can just take one, fill it out. If you can't get to the office, I would recommend that all of you, during your office hours, get on the server and send yourself, email yourself a copy of the absentee form. That way, if you have to email it in on Monday before to give it in on time, you can do that. So there is a copy on the server, and I think if you just go under Senate 48th session, and then it's either under templates or it just is one of the documents on there. And if that's not right, just look around. It's under the 48th under Senate, for sure.
Or I have some on my desktop.
Yeah, she does, and Dickinson.
Yeah, if you need help with that, I can help you.
Yeah, great. Okay, and then absentee forms are due at 5 o'clock in my box before the Monday before a Senate meeting. Okay, so earlier this year we passed legislation that states when all the Senate meetings are. So all of you should have that. All have access to that. Even if you weren't at the first Senate meeting, it's online. And then the Monday before, 5 o'clock, that's when your absentee forms are due. That's also when committee reports are due. We only got 2 committee reports, well, and also freshman leadership as well. But we had 2 weeks of the break between Senate meetings, and I really hope that there would have been a lot more, especially since everybody was sent legislation. But maybe next time we will have every committee send back a report. Those are also due at 5 o'clock in my box the Monday before Senate meeting. Okay, we approved to subpoena. I'm going to list the names. However, that was a fault of mine. They're not actually printed out. What will happen is Senator Wadley will email you, and he will also put one in your box by tomorrow, so you'll have that there. But I'm just going to read the names. Ackerbui, Dillard, Frederick, Polly, Lewis, Molina, and Stevens. You've all been subpoenaed to the next RNA meeting. And then I would also like to remind you again that Monday starts a new way of signing in for office hours. You are required for 2 office hours every week, even if we don't have a Senate meeting that week, okay? And I'm trying to think of anything else that I've had questions about. If you do have any more questions, please let me know, okay? And that was all I have.
Madam President, you skipped intergovernmental.
Sure did. Okay, intergovernmental, go ahead.
We met on Sunday at the library, and we discussed the Austin trip, and we discussed what we were going to talk about at the Austin trip, because we didn't have enough people come to vote on anything. So we just talked about the Austin trip. So,
thank you. Okay. Student life.
Thank you, Madam President. Basically, we discussed mandatory mobile office hours, and we came up with this because we thought it would be a good idea to, like, increase student-senator relations, and also just get them more involved with us, get them to know us, so they would feel, like, more comfortable to talk to us. And I am planning to get with Erica about that and hopefully come up with something.
Okay. Thank you. Graduate?
So we met last Tuesday, and since we have a running theme, we didn't have enough people show up to vote on anything. So we discussed textbook reform, and we're going to try and work with the Intergovernmental Relations Committee on their efforts in Austin to do something with textbook reform.
Okay, thank you. Now move on to college reports. Agricultural and natural resources.
Thank you, Madam President. Two things, meet judging team won last weekend. Also, the Midnight Rider was the 13th horse that the Mass Rider rode that retired this past weekend.
Thank you. Architecture? There's none. Arts and sciences?
Thank you, Madam President. Nothing to report.
Okay. Business administration?
Thank you, Madam President.
Education?
We have one report. I don't know if y'all noticed that the groundbreaking started for the new Burkhart Center for Autism, so that will hopefully be finished in spring, probably around sometime. So, yeah.
Thank you. Engineering?
No report, but it is your last chance to get a look at the Southwest Conference Circle. If you want to have a chance to take a look at it one last time before the Petroleum Engineering Construction wipes it out. So one last look, if you want to go look at a piece of tech legacy, I suggest you do that.
Thank you. Graduate?
Thank you, Madam President. We held our Graduate Affairs Committee and our Graduate School Committee at the same time, so the report's the same. Okay.
Thank you. Honors?
Madam President, no report. Okay.
Human Sciences?
Thank you, Madam President. College Human Science Center has met with our dean last Friday. We're talking with her setting up a new Dean's Leadership Council with the student leaders in our college, as well as setting up a town hall meeting with our college for November the 28th, and we're working on that, looking towards the future.
Thank you. Law School?
Thank you, Madam President. Are there no reports?
Okay. Mass Communications? Or Media Communications?
We just wanted to let everyone know that Senator Oliva went to the Dean's Council meeting for Media and Communications last week, and they invited all three senators from Media and Communication to a lot of different alumni and advisory board activities, so we'll be attending those, and we're going to start going to every Dean's Council meeting.
Okay, thank you. Visual and Performing Arts?
Thank you, Madam President. We have no reports.
And University College? Okay, we'll now move on to calendars and begin with the Student Government Association calendars with second reading. Are there any committee reports? Okay, seeing there is none. Well, we'll start with Senate Concurrent Resolution 48.05. Are there any committee reports on that piece? Senator Allen?
The Committee on Administration voted to not approve Senate Concurrent Resolution 48.05. Don't know if it's unnecessary.
Okay, thank you. Are there any further reports? Are there any further discussion?
Madam President.
Senator Lindley.
Since this is my resolution, I'd like to...
Point of order. Can you please stand?
I'd like to approach the podium to discuss it.
Okay, you may.
Madam President, we only approach the podium on third reading and final passage. If it's still on second, it needs to be moved to third reading and final passage.
Okay, I'd like to move to third and final.
Okay, do I have a second? Second by Senator Leatherwood. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, you may approach the bench.
Okay, so after talking to fellow graduate students, We decided this was necessary.
Point of order, Senator Ledley, can you please reintroduce the bill or the resolution?
I would like to reintroduce Senate Concurrent Resolution 48.05, stating the sentiments of the Student Senate concerning the course hour requirements of the Vice President for Graduate Affairs of the Student Government Association. Basically, currently in the wording, the Vice President of Graduate Affairs is only required to be enrolled in 3 hours during his term. For graduate students, just to give you a point of reference, 9 hours is considered full-time. And also, and so we wanted to change that to have the graduate Graduate Affairs be enrolled in at least 6 semester hours, and to have completed at least 9 course hours here at Texas Tech, because currently right now, the Graduate Affairs Vice President technically doesn't have to have any coursework completed at Texas Tech, unlike the other VP positions where they do need to have completed some what are called, I believe, residency hours. The VP Grad Affairs doesn't. That means he doesn't have to have completed any hours, especially graduate hours, here at Texas Tech. We as graduate students feel that it is a different environment between each grad school you're at. If I'm at UT, it's very different environment than if I'm here at Texas Tech. So requiring at least 9 hours to be completed before you run allows you to get infill and understand the policies within the grad school already. Also, being enrolled in only 3 hours really doesn't put you in contact with what graduate students are really going through, what your full-time graduate students are doing, what your master's students are doing, what your doctorate students are doing. It doesn't give you a real sense. 3 hours is basically the equivalent of an undergrad only taking about maybe 3 hours there. Like, you're really not that well connected and integrated into the university. So moving it up to 6 is still very manageable. There are plenty of people who are out in the real world having a job and going to grad school taking 6 hours at the same time. This really isn't that big of an adjustment. I even talked to Terrence and he said he thinks it's manageable. It's been done in the past. So I ask that we vote it through.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Senator Allen?
The Rules Administration Committee felt that the 6 hour semester hours were fine. We thought that was a good idea. What we did not think that was necessary was that there were 9 hours of graduate coursework required. We felt like any grad student would be able to come in and at least talk to the students around them. And we felt like that was unnecessary. We felt like any grad student is going to be able to come in, and it's not a huge difference from an undergraduate level to a graduate level. And we thought that's why we did not approve it.
Madam President.
Senator Lindley.
Yeah, actually there really is a huge difference, and I can say that because I've now been on both sides. It is very different going from an undergrad course load to a graduate course load. It's also very different going from various universities. This is no different than the fact that the Senate already requires you to be at least a sophomore standing before you can run. We don't allow freshmen to be in Senate. As a senator, this would be basically the same thing, not allowing a freshman grad student. This would be one course equivalent of one semester's worth of coursework. I asked them, maybe some other graduate students, if they would like to give input on what it's like.
Senator Weeks.
I just want to say, amending the Constitution is a huge deal. We don't do it, we shouldn't be doing it every, time we want to write a bill. I don't think that this is, I'm on RIA, we don't think this is necessary. I think that grad students, while that's their opinion, anybody who has graduated from college should be able to go into grad school and be able to talk to their constituents regardless of how many hours they take. I don't think that there's any precedent for this. I don't think there's been a problem in the past with grad VPs, not being able to communicate. This position just got brought back up this year, and I can't, there's just no precedent. And again, amending the Constitution is huge. We have to get the approval of the student body. Just not necessary. I'm voting
no. Madam President.
Senator Davis.
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to point out that we have elections in the spring semester here at Texas Tech University. And so a grad student wouldn't be able to come in as a first year grad student and run for a position until they have already taken coursework the next spring. So a student would already have been here and taking courses before they could technically run for a grad student spot. So there's no need to make a requirement. They would already have to have taken hours.
Madam President.
Senator Lindley.
Okay. Taking that into account, Colin, I would like to amend.
Madam President, we cannot amend on the reading and final passage.
It's true. Sorry.
Okay, then go ahead. I yield to Ralph then. Madam President, I would like to point out, though, that technically one of the things in this bill would be changing the GPA. First-year student in grad school can start in the fall or spring. So that means that a spring student could have already started and run in that first semester that they have, but they wouldn't have a GPA requirement yet. And so this would show that they would have completed coursework and had a satisfying GPA. Otherwise, they could be in the position and not be having that GPA requirement. They could be, because you don't find your GPA out until May, so they would not be in satisfactory. And then we would go back to having to find someone else to fulfill this position.
Madam President.
Senator Leatherwood.
Madam President, I think that the RRA committee and Senator Leatherwood both have valid points. As a graduate student, the course load between undergrad and graduate, I'm not understating when I say it hit me like a train of bricks the first semester I went to graduate school. It's entirely different. And while Senator Davis is absolutely correct that someone would necessarily have to complete the required coursework before they could run, that doesn't do anything in the case of an appointment, which could potentially occur. I think that the increased hours, I think the increased GPA, I think it's good housekeeping as far as making everything consistent with the Constitution and eliminating loopholes that cause confusion for people. I think it's also very bold for a RNA committee full of undergrads to decide they know what grad school is like. Based on that, I encourage you all to vote affirmatively on this bill.
Madam President.
Senator Davis.
I believe that we're on Senate Concurrent Resolution 48-5, and I don't believe that this amends the GPA requirements for the Graduate Vice President of Affairs, for it's already a 3.0 in our Constitution. Are you referring to Senate Concurrent Resolution 48-06 when you said that we were
on the GPA?
Senator Lindley.
I guess I misspoke.
Is there any discussion? Senator Brady?
Okay.
Is there any further discussion? All right, seeing there's none, we'll now move to a vote. Senator Pippin.
Thank you, Madam President. First, I'd just like to make a statement that I don't think that the 6 hours of graduate coursework in the term, that certain section of this concurrent resolution is really where the damage is being done. I feel that when we put the limit on 9 hours of graduate coursework, not only do I agree with the RNA's decision it's unnecessary that we already have protections, as Senator Davis stated, in place, but even in the case where someone is appointed and where someone is appointed and we as the Senate think that they're going to be unfavorable, maybe not up to performing the job, maybe they don't know Texas Tech well enough, we do have to remember that these committees do get approval by Senate. We have checks and balances in place within SGA to make sure that things do not get too ugly if we just think someone's not going to do the job. So I have not been able to see a clear, compelling reason stated why we absolutely need these changes. I haven't seen enough of the graduate opinion. I haven't seen people come in and speak to us in open forum. And maybe we should have allowed more time to ensure that we could have, if that is the case, if there is such graduate opinion for this, for them to allow them to come speak to us to give their opinion. From what we've been presented with in Senate, from the information that we've been given, from what we've heard today, I just don't think that there's a compelling case for us to make such a swift change in our Constitution without there being any type of real reason, impetus to do so.
Madam President?
Senator Lindley?
Yes, I actually went out and spoke to graduate students concerning this and several other legislation issues. And I went to one organization that prides themselves on being the voice of graduate students. They're called GSAC, Graduate Student Advisory Council. I spoke to them. It's full of all graduate students, and they were in favor of this. They thought it was a great idea that they do complete some courses here at Tech before they get put into the position. I also talked to Terrence, and he didn't have a problem with this. He is currently our graduate VP. He voiced no concern with this of them completing current work here. I've also talked to just other graduate students in my office that I work with and on Facebook, and they didn't have an issue. They seemed to think it was a good idea. With that being said, I would like to also point out that RNA has no graduate students on their committee. It is under
work. We do have graduate students. We have law school.
They're different.
It's graduate. They're
can we address the president of the Senate, please? Come to order.
There is a grad student. It's a law student. And
different.
Point of order. Madam President.
Senator Weeks. Okay. He represents our. We have Senator Dean on there. He represents the law school. I think I understand that they're different, but he is a postgraduate degree, and I think that he represents well for the grads.
Senator Brady.
Thank you, Madam President. I think one of the main reasons that this is coming up is because people think that if you don't have this completed, you might not be ready for the coursework, you know, things like that, the difference in being an undergrad. However, I think we need to consider the fact that anybody who's in a graduate program at Texas Tech University has already completed a bachelor's degree, clearly has the intelligence to know what workload they can take on. I think anybody who steps into that position can know what they're taking on, and we don't need to monitor them, babysit them all the time. I completely agree with what Senator Pippen said. I implore the Senate to vote no on this.
Madam President.
Senator Davis.
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to remind the Senate that, again, you would have already taken coursework before you could run for this position anyway, so there's no need to require coursework taken because it would already be required because elections are the spring semester. You can't come in as your first year and be graduate vice president. So I also would encourage the Senate to vote no on this.
Senator Duckley.
So I would just like to say I'm in my second year of the master's program, and I think every year we have new grad students come in who are really pumped up, sign up for all these things, realize it's not the same as undergrad. Well, not discounting undergrad in any way, shape, or form, like hiring or like privileging one or the other, they're just different. And we also have people come from different universities, and Lubbock is somewhat of a culture shock. And the past two times we've had students leave graduate program because they just didn't fit into the Lubbock community and just didn't go. So a lot of times there are really smart people who also can't manage things sometimes and get through it. So I'm not saying undergrad or graduates are better, they're just different. And so I think that's where it's
Madam President.
Senator Lindley.
Yeah. I do understand Colin's point. He makes a valid point. But with that being said, then this would just be words to ensure that. And the point here is that I was really trying to get across is that we needed this position to have 6 hours of coursework throughout. It is no different than the other VP and president positions requiring full-time work to be completed while they're serving that position. Also, the other positions do require that they be in either senior or junior standing, which would imply that they've also completed coursework. So, I mean, if that's your issue, Colin, I ask that you just understand that this would just be ensuring that that is met. I mean, if, you know, like you pointed out, well, if they run in the spring, they would have already completed coursework. Well, this is just ensuring that. So I ask that we don't vote it down and we vote it through because the graduate students are in favor of this, and this only affects the graduate students. I move to vote.
Madam President, I believe that's called move to previous question.
Move to previous question.
Okay, do I have 5 seconds? Second by Senator Locke, Leatherwood, Irwin, Henson, and Steele. So, Senator Weeks, are you ready?
This is just voting on previous question.
This is just vote for the previous question. If it passes, then you can vote on the resolution itself.
Okay, go ahead.
One is yay, two is nay, three is abstained.
Keep voting, I'm missing 7 people. Okay. 85% yay, 12% nay, 2% abstain.
Previous question passes. We'll now move to vote on the resolution itself. Senator Weeks, are you ready?
Go ahead.
One is yay, two is nay, three is abstained. Senate Resolution 48.12 fails. We'll now move on to Senate Resolution 48.05 fails. We'll now move on to Senate Resolution 48.12. Are there any committee reports? Okay, are there any further discussion? Okay, we'll now move on to Senate Resolution 48.14. Are there any committee reports? Okay, are there any further discussion? Okay, then we'll move on to Senate Resolution 48.11. Are there any committee reports? Are there any more discussion? Okay, we'll move on to third readings and final passage. And seeing there is none, we'll move on to the Senate calendar. And seeing there is none, we'll move on to consent calendar. And seeing there is none, we'll move on to announcements. And I have a few announcements to start off with. Coming up on the November 10th game that we play against Kansas, External Vice President Young and myself are coordinating Take a Kid to the Game. Freshman Council and Freshman Leadership are required to go. Senate, are not required to go, but I would really encourage you to go. What it is you would have to take care not just of a single kid. There will be about 1,000 fourth graders through sixth grade kids coming to the game, and about 150 to 200 Texas Tech students that are to take care of the kids. And so right as of now, I have about 60. And so what you would do, you would just come meet them in the baseball field before the game, an hour before the game, and then take them to the game. You sit with them. We have a big blocked off session, and you don't have to sit like right next to the kid if you're not a big kid friendly person. They all sit together, and you sit like a row behind them with your peers, and you just kind of keep them, you know, sing the chant with them, keep them with Tech spirit, and just make sure they have a really good time. It's really easy, it's really fun. Everyone that's been like has done it before has really enjoyed it, and they've gone back and do it. So if you're interested, please shoot me an email. I think me and Reed are going to send out applications sometime next week, really soon. And so just fill that out, and you can either come back and put it in the SGA office, or you can email it back to me or Reed. Either way works. Also, did Suzanne Taylor make it by any chance? Okay. Let's see. I got an email today that was forwarded from Mike Gunn. There is, and I'm just going to read it to you, it's for a Canyon Research Facility. Lauren Kent Delaney, Director of Educational Programs for the Carter Center, will be visiting Texas Tech campus November 2nd, 2012. Y'all are all invited to attend her presentation on opportunities for volunteerism. Her presentation will take place at 11 a.m. in the Experimental Sciences Building, Seminar Room 120. So you are more than welcome to attend that. And just a little bit about the Carter Center. It's in partnership with Emory University and is guided by the fundamental commitment to human rights and the alleviation of human suffering. It seeks to prevent and resolve conflicts, enhance freedom, democracy, and improve wealth. So it's a pretty big deal. So if y'all are interested, it's once again November 2nd in the Experimental Sciences Building, room 120 at 11 a.m. So I encourage y'all to go. They really wanted SGA representation at this meeting. Matt, will you meet me after this? And then are there any more announcements from
Madam
anyone
President.
Else? Senator Davis?
Thank you, Madam President. 58%, that is the number of senators that were up for impeachment tonight, 58%. Those were Senator Acosta, Senator Akabu, Senator Anderson, Senator Biltz, Stuart Biltz, Senator Bradley, Senator Breedlove, Senator Brown, Senator Cotton, Senator Dillard, Senator Irwin, Senator Frederick, Senator Hawley, John Hawley, Senator Henderson, Senator Henson, Senator Hutchins, Senator Jordan, King, Cunha-Peretti, Leatherwood, Lewis, Lindley, Locke, Molina, Owens, Pippin, Rubbis-Poor, Sanderson, Schitt, Steele, Stevens, Tischler, and Wilborn. 58% of the Senate was up for impeachment tonight. You should be embarrassed to be sitting in here and be up for impeachment. Now, I know that some of you, we have problems with swipe in. I know some of it's an accident. And if that's the case, this is not directed towards you. But some of you, I know there are some of you that come and swipe in the office and then turn your tail right back around and leave thinking that we're not gonna find out that you're not actually sitting in the office doing your work. There's some of you that don't show up to committee meetings. There's some of you that sit here and text the whole time and don't care, don't read the legislation. If that's the case, just leave now, because you're wasting our time and you're wasting the students' time. I'm in my third year. We're coming down to my last two or three meetings here with me here. And I don't even know what to say about this. Not to mention that only 4 out of 10 committees met in a two-week recess. I believe that the president of the Senate demanded that you meet because you had 2 weeks. And if she did not, I believe she said she was going to meet with every committee chair that did not. Well, there's 6 of 10 of you that I hope are going to be meeting with the president of the Senate because you are not doing your job. You should be embarrassed if one of those are you. Now, we can do better than this, okay? We as a body can do better. We are better. We can do a lot in our remaining time here as a body, but we've got to get over this crap. We've got to start doing our job, and we've got to start doing our office hours, 2 hours a week. Oh my gosh, kill me. It's possible, okay? We've got to step it up a little bit. Otherwise, our reputation on campus, you know how bad it is. This didn't help in it any. This didn't help anything. I'm sure me setting it up didn't help any either, but I'm hoping it's going to get you out of your seat and start doing something. So please, step it up.
Thank you, Senator Davis. Are there any other announcements?
Does anybody know where the t-shirt sign-ups are?
Where are they?
Right. Okay, if y'all didn't get that, make sure you sign up. The PR committee met and we designed a t-shirt. I had the proof, but government spelled wrong, so I sent it back. She's just going to be sending me another one. I'll see if I can send it to Taylor, and if she can send it out, y'all can take a look at it. It'll probably be about $11 each. How do I explain the shirt?
Black.
Yeah, it's black and it has a pocket on the front.
It's like the what's it?
It's kind of like
Don't
Mess
with
Texas.
Yeah. Like don't litter. It's like the blue and then the white and then the red flag and it says student government association.
Yes. So I mean it's really cute. Yeah. So
awesome. Everyone should want.
So when I get the final proof, I'll send it to Taylor and see if she can send out an email. I'll y'all can take a look at it. If y'all didn't sign, let me know.
Thank you. Senator Hatch?
Motion to adjourn.
All right, do I have a second? Second by Senator Davis. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? This meeting is adjourned.
Put your placards up here and your banners, please.
Thank you for tuning in for the Texas Tech University Student Government Association meeting. We will now bring you back to regular scheduled programming on the Raider 88.1.